the second intermission, D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids, the Evergreens leading 2-0. I'm Chris Conley. So many people have asked about Abaya, the puck-fetching dog. No, Abaya is not here tonight. Abaya is waiting patiently at home and listening to the big broadcast on AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Abaya made the long trip about 3 hours across state to Onalaska over the weekend and was the best-behaved big floppy puppy that you've ever seen. It's a long time in the car for a dog that's, what, 8-9 months old. And at the Omni Center, we took Abaya outside, sniffed around because there's not as much snow there in Onalaska. Some of the Onalaska Mighty Mites came out, got a little pet of the good dog. And again, Abaya will fetch pucks whenever we want her to. Looking forward to having her outdoors for the baseball season. And, you know, I could imagine Abaya making another appearance at a hockey game if later on in the playoffs we play against Wausau West. In Wausau West, the Marathon Park rink is 1.5 blocks from my new home. We could practically throw a puck down the hill and Abaya might fetch it as we go down there. All right, we're just about have the ice resurfaced here, getting ready to start the third period. Evergreens have a 2-0 lead. Again, I wonder if some point if Abaya might meet the Hackbarth's good dogs, which look like the best-behaved dogs in the entire Wisconsin Valley Conference. Now, this message, stand up to bullying. There are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from WIFC, our Midwest Communications sister station, the Clover Belt Credit Union, the Kasura Kids Foundation, and Midwest Communications. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. To Lusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. That's To Lusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. Kobe Acker will be in the penalty box to start the third period. He will serve a full 2-minute minor for tripping. Took down Parker Hurt. So the Evergreens again with a 2-0 lead. You would think that the Evergreens would have tonight's game wrapped up if they can get to 3-0. And again, Rapids has not had a look at the Everest net since the late stages of the first period. Rapids got nothing on goal in period number two. Statistically, this has just been a one-sided game, just not as much on the scoreboard. All right. Davis Hackbarth, battered but not beaten, is ready to take the draw for the Evergreens against Carson Gunderson. Gunderson is probably Rapids' best skater. Gunderson's only a sophomore, so we're going to see him for a while. Puck drops. Third period is underway. Again, the Evergreens could move into a second place. It could have second place all by themselves. Evergreens are offside here, skating 5-on-4. Evergreens could move into second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference all by themselves if Wausau West beats Stevens Point tonight. Hackbarth will take the draw. Far side dot outside the Everest blue line. Goes into the zone. Evergreens are chasing. And Rapids sends it down the ice. That go out of play. I think that went into the Rapids bench and then bounced off the plexiglass out of the rink. Yep, this will be an offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Grant Ortell's going to take the draw. Again, Evergreens skate on the power play for 1:43. Evergreens win it. Hackbarth back up to Yakus. Blast off the blocker. Deflects into the corner. And Hackbarth holds it there for the Evergreens. Hackbarth stick handling back to Yakus. Blast again. Score from the blue line. Yakus high velocity and in. The Evergreens get a power play goal and go up 3-0. Jacob Yakus. That's the hardest slap shot in the Valley Conference. When Yakus lets it fly, that's a blast to be sure. And 30 seconds into the period, the Evergreens score on a power play and lead 3-0.
Scoring a power play goal at the 32nd on third period, number 4,
will wait for the assist here. Yeah, that's Davis Hackbarth. So Hackbarth, who sure looked like he was knocked out of this game, Hackbarth has been productive today. He's got two assists for the Evergreens, and the Evergreens now lead 3-0. Puck drops again, and now Rapids knows that they've got a big hole to climb out of. In the defensive zone, Hackbarth holds it for the Evergreens. Evergreens come out 2-on-2. Here's Ortell and Kisley. Evergreens were offside. Yeah, Kisley had to hold up there and didn't. Hockey coverage tonight brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Face-off outside the Everest blue line on the far dot. Evergreens' Eddie Zinda sends it to the corner. Evergreens have Quinton Shiro chasing. Played behind the net. Closing on the puck there is Andrew Legal. Behind the net, Legal still has it. Can the Evergreens get it centered? He carries it to the corner. Back to 5-on-5 hockey after the Yaku's goal. So the Evergreens scored a power play. They're 1-for-3 tonight. Legal put that on goal. Traffic in front, too, and it's a pad save by Torker Starczewski. Evergreens still hold in the corner. Again, Zinda has provided a lot of traffic in front of the net tonight for the Evergreens. He was there on the far side post. Rapids comes away with it. Here's Carson Gunderson. Gunderson, big hit along the far side boards. Parker Hurt, clean, hard. And the Evergreens come away with the puck. Here is Jaglinski, cross ice to Zinda, shot just wide. Tried to bounce that off the boards too, and closing on it is Quinton Shiro. Rapids sends it high off the plexiglass and down the ice. Back at his defensive blue line, Yakus sends it cross ice to Brady Bunnell, who sweeps it into the corner. Evergreens will get a new skater on. It was 2-0, and now it's 3-0 on the Yakus power play goal. And there's 14:45 left. Yaku's back at the blue line. Fancy with the footwork. Wow, we had the keeper beat. Feeds down low. Shot save. Put on by Parker Nitzke. Yaku's feeding the low post. It's in the corner. Rapids still cannot clear. And Rapids just generating very few offensive opportunities for themselves. Here's a cross-ice pass. Could have been a two-on-one for Rapids. It's too long for Gavin Duckett. Evergreen's back the other way. And jabbing at it there for the Evergreens as Parker Nitzke gets back to Parker. Deflected in front. Wow, it was off the skates and came out in front of Owen Bunnell. Bunnell already has one. He almost had two tonight. Icing came all the way down the ice. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff with 14:05 to play. Just feels like a more comfortable situation for the Evergreens here. Puck drops, goes to the defensive zone where the Evergreens have it. Looking to break out here. And coming forward, Hackbarth, far side boards. Hackbarth, long centering, put that on goal. Jabbing at it there is the Evergreens' Kisley, and it's smothered by Torger Starczewski. Starczewski is going to be over 40 saves again tonight. This is a goalie that's literally keeping his team's chances alive, as slim as they are at 3-0 now. Hackbarth wins the draw in the offensive zone. Quickly cross ice for the Evergreens. Yaku's, it's in the skates of one of the Rapids players. Comes out of the zone. The Evergreens' Brady Bunnell picks it up. Bunnell ahead to Ortell. Ortell's going to circle back at neutral ice. Ortell bounces the puck forward. Yaku's ahead now. Ortell got it back. He's onside. Ortell far side shot. Trying to get that in front. Bounces off the blocker. Was in front and unable to catch up with it. Ortell tried to follow that miss. Comes out of the zone. Rapids now bounced off the boards. Evergreens go back. Yaku's controls it ahead to Hackbarth. Another rush for the Evergreens at the 13-minute mark. Long pass. It's too long. Goes off one of the Rapids skaters. Goes into the corner. Andrew Sparks left to battle for it for the Red Raiders there. Evergreens look to center. Kisley again. Kisley's had a big game for the Evergreens. Circles back to Ortell. Holds it in. Ortell shot on goal. Backhand. And denied at the doorstep is Hackbarth. Hackbarth got a rebound and tried to stuff it in. Pad save by Storchersky. Hackbarth still has it in the corner. 12:40 and counting down to play in the game. Hackbarth still holds here. Hackbarth stick hand leads to the backhand side to Yakus, who plays it to the corner. To off the boards there. Zinda is close to it. And now Ortel. The Evergreens have been winning the battle for everything along the boards or in the corner right now. Yakus is skating in, stick handling. Tried to take on two defenders and lost the puck. Across to Zinda, shot on goal. That's off the blocker, loose in front. Hackbarth jabs at it and swept into the corner again. Starczerski, a couple of times, hasn't been clean, and the Evergreens have had rebound chances. Two Rapids players just tripped over each other. They're both back on their skates. Yakus was trying to make a beeline for the net. In fact, the two players on the ice couldn't get clear. Here's Zinda. Puck popped up, and he puts it back down on the ice, comes out of the zone. Parker Hurt can't control. Rapids bangs it off the boards. Red Raiders will be on a change here. This is icing. Offensive zone faceoff to the Evergreens. You know, I'm not sure Rapids has a shot on goal in the third period yet either, so Rapids hasn't even gotten a sniff of the Everest net in forever. Kyle Jaglinski takes the draw for the Evergreens, goes to the corner. Yeah, all the action's just been in one zone and not the other. Zinda, far side boards. Jaglinski comes away with it behind the net. Overskated the puck, taken away by Dane Kubicek. Still can't clear, though. Back to the blue line. Evergreens couldn't quite hold it in. Colby Schmidt tried to keep it in. Evergreens from outside the blue line put that on goal. It's wide of the near side post. Rapids long pass. It is too long. It's off the boards for Keegan Christie. And icing. Back for another offensive zone faceoff. This third period's been moving quickly. Again, the outcome doesn't feel like it's in doubt. The Evergreens lead 3-0. Evergreens bumped it up from 2-0 to 3-0 on a Jacob Yakus goal, power play goal from the blue line. This faceoff goes into the Rapids bench. In fact, we need a little help. Linesman needs that puck retrieved and comes back into the ring. The Evergreens' Quinton Shiro will take the draw to the right of the cage. Evergreens win it, goes back. Yakus, big blast again, pad, save. And Zinda closing in, looking for a rebound. Torker Starczerski holds on to it. Starczerski is one of the more difficult last names for goalies, too, so we're looking forward to Torker's graduation. Rapids, again, can't win any of these faceoffs. Held in by Yakus, far side boards to Jaglinski. Now under 11 minutes to play. Yakus skating again. Fancy with the stick handling. Hand that to the Evergreen centering to Quinton Shira. Went off Quinton's stick and goes out of play. Another offensive zone faceoff. No, out of the zone. Yeah, off the Evergreens last. So we'll face off the outside the blue line and the Everest offensive blue line, far dot. Jaglinski will take the draw. Again, the Evergreens wrap up their regular season Thursday. They'll be here against Marshfield. That game will be podcast at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com, as we'll be broadcasting the basketball game Everest and Spash. It'll be a first-place team and a second-place team. Everest girls basketball is playing at Stevens Point tonight, and the Everest boys on the long bus ride to Chippewa Falls. Once we get those scores, we'll post them at foxsportswausau.com. Rapids with a counterattacking shot on goal and a pad save for Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies Trevor Vilbaum, one of the Rapids freshmen. And that's Hurt's first save in the period, and it's Rapids' first shot on goal since the first period. The Evergreens with a counterattacking chance carried down by Yakus. He's checked off the puck on the far sideboards. Dane Kubisiak comes away with it. The Evergreens pick it right back up outside their zone. Red line flicked into the corner by Parker Hurt. Under 10 to play now. 3-0 Everest. And really the only question is whether Ethan Hurt between the pipes will get the shutout or not. And it just seems likely because Rapids has not been generating a lot of offensive looks. I mean, Rapids has been just non-existent in the offensive zone tonight. This is icing. Come back down for an Everest offensive zone faceoff. Who's taking the draw for the Evergreens? Owen Bunnell, who at home will be immediately playing back the podcast of his first varsity goal from the first period. After talking to mom and dad about it, I'm sure. Rapids carries the puck into the far side, trying to get that centered for Brady Skifton. It's behind him. Comes out of the zone off the boards. Rapids retreats to their own defensive blue line, bounced off, and the Evergreens coming right up to handle the puck is Parker Hurt. Hurt tries to skate towards it on the far side. Hurt backhands to the far side corner. Evergreens will get new skaters on. Evergreens may be using a deeper bench here. Now Evergreens put Yakus and Brady Bunnell back on the ice here. Evergreens fight to hold this zone. Pops up, and Yakus keeps it in. Here's Bunnell. Bunnell on the backhand side circles back to Yakus at the blue line. Far side boards. Yakus skates in. He's going to carry this behind the net. Has Colby Schmidt in front if he can find him. He did find Colby Schmidt. Backhand sweeping, left side jabbing, and a save there by Torger Starczewski. Two close range saves. Evergreens with a lot of action just outside the crease. Comes out of the zone, gathered in by Brady Bunnell. Bunnell got one of the shots at that. So did Colby Schmidt. 8:20 and counting down. Schmidt's coming off the ice. The Evergreens will get Alec Kisley back on. Evergreens hold this zone. Hackbarth. Hackbarth stick handles ahead to Ortell. Nice pass. And goalie was screened. Shot pad save at the last minute. Starczewski didn't see that till the last moment. Rapids cannot clear again. Yakus holds in, flicks it up high to behind the net. And again, taken down in the corner is Hackbarth. He's okay. He's back up on his skates. Hackbarth was crunched back in the second period, and Rapids had to serve a five-minute major because of it. Hackbarth okay here to Ortell. Far side boards. Evergreens back in the zone. Hackbarth in front. Hackbarth has it centered and skates away. Again, Hackbarth's got a defenseman between him and the net. The Evergreens looking for a better chance. Hackbarth here. Stick handling in front. Jabbing at that is Ortell, and he's denied on the near side post. Hackbarth was unselfish there. Set up his teammate on the far side, and again denied. Bouncing from outside the blue line on goal. Alex Kisley's bouncer is sticked aside by Torger Starczewski. Another minute melts away on the timer here. We're down to 7 minutes to play in our game. 2-0 at the end of the first period. A scoreless second period, and the Evergreens adding on a goal here on a power play, leading 3-0. And the Evergreens just seem like they are in no danger against Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens move ahead of Stevens Point. With a win tonight, they'll go into second place and can stay there if they can beat the Marshfield Tigers, a team the Evergreens beat 3-1 earlier in the season over at their place. Rapids comes away with the puck. 2-on-1 the other way. Jabbed away by Parker Hurt, not even getting a shot on goal, was Andrew Sparks. That kind of night for Wisconsin Rapids. 2-on-1 and nothing materializes. Rapids has the puck back. Gavin Duckett puts it behind the net. Closing on goal there is Ian Poggle for Rapids. Rapids holds the zone. It's the first time in a long time. And taken away by Jaglinski behind his own defensive net. Evergreens 3-on-3 coming back the other way. Here is Zinda. Sends it for the boards. Brady Bunnell. And came up off the boards. Came out in front. And Torger Starczewski covers it at the six-minute mark. Offensive zone faceoff to the Evergreens. Evergreens win the draw. Yakus a shot. Pad save. Bounces to the far side boards and Rapids clears. This didn't touch anyone. I think we're going to have icing. Yep. Back to another offensive zone faceoff. Almost wonder if Rapids wants to play their backup goalie before the night is done. Does Dakota Blaski get some varsity experience here? Torger Starczewski's done everything he can. From the blue line, Evergreens flicked that on goal. That's Brady Bunnell. Glove save. And Torger will hold on to it. 5:41 left till final horn. Jaglinski will take the offensive zone draw to the right of the cage. Jags plays it to behind the net. wrapped all the way around the boards, held in by the Evergreens Yakus. That was put on goal, pad save, and almost a rebound attempt for Jaglinski. Rapids now comes away. Cross ice pass, too strong and off the stick for Trevor Wilbaum. Taken right back by the Evergreens. Here's Bunnell, shot on goal, just over the crossbar. Quinton Shiro got that on goal. Evergreens win the puck in the corner again. Rapids just turned the puck over near the goal line. Trying to close on that is Jaglinski. Couldn't get it back center to Quinton Shiro. It's in the corner. Evergreens will have a chance here. Yeah, 3-0. The Evergreens lead now is not accurate in how dominant, how one-sided this game has been. Evergreens are well above 40 shots, and Rapids has only 5 shots on goal in this game. That is one-sided. Swept back into the corner by Quinton Shiro behind the net. Evergreens are battling for it. Jaglinski doing the dirty work. Wow, trip there. No penalty. Zinda was knocked off his skates, and Rapids bangs it off the boards, clears it out. This will be icing. Offensive zone faceoff coming again for the Evergreens. Yeah, I mean, the ice to my left, the Rapids offensive zone has barely been cut up. My goodness. 4:26 left until mercifully this one comes to an end. Evergreens are just the much better team than Rapids. Rapids wins this draw, sends it down the ice. Evergreens have a player back there, Andrew Leakel. Rapids holds it into the blue line. Rapids sends it around the boards. Rapids has just got to put something on net here. Rapids sends it back out of the blue line and is taken away by Colby Schmidt. Rapids wins the puck back, sent into the corner here. Carson Gunderson from behind the net. Rapids has a man in front if they can find him. Keegan Christie is there. Cross ice, shot on goal, pad save. Loose in front, and Ethan Hurt lunges out and covers it up. Keegan Christie was going to have a rebound chance there. So Ethan Hurt makes a good save there and keeps the shutout intact at 3:50 left. By my count, Ethan Hurt has only 6 saves tonight. Rapids will get the rarest of offensive zone faceoffs. Carson Gunderson couldn't win it. Evergreens 3-on-2 the other way. Here's Grant Ortel there onside. Ahead to Hackbarth. It's in his skates. A little bit behind Hackbarth. And Rapids comes back with a 3-on-2 the other way. Shot, centering, too long. Wow, Sparks tried to get that back to Christie. It was too far out in front of him. Bounces off the boards and comes out of the zone. Seen that a couple of times tonight, that Rapids has had numbers and has not gotten a look at the net because their passing hasn't been particularly good. Evergreens are back in their own defensive end. Here's Yaku's long pass ahead. That's a good pass to Kisley, ahead to Ortel. Kisley has Hackbarth trailing. Will Hackbarth get his goal just wide of the near side? Hackbarth has 2 assists, no goals tonight. And again, he's literally picked himself up off the seat of his pants after a big hit in the second period. Evergreens from their defensive end again. Here's Zinda with a rush. Hackbarth trailing him. Zinda stick handles too far along the near side boards. No angle there for Eddie. And Eddie carries the puck behind the net and goes down, loses the puck to the Red Raiders. 2.5 minutes left in regulation. 3-0 Evergreens. Rapids puts this puck ahead, goes into the corner. Stick checked off that. Gavin Duckett lost the puck in the corner. And the Evergreens' Andrew Leakel takes it back. Rapids still fights for this. Leakel again, far side boards. Skates to the near side, high off the plexiglass. Rapids holds into the blue line. Gibson bends behind the net. And the Evergreens have a player there. It's Parker Hurt. And now under 2 minutes to play in the game. Rapids holds in at the blue line again. Gibson bends, goes cross ice. Rapids player tries to come up on the puck, overskates it. Quinton Shiro takes it out of the zone. Shiro is dragged down. There'll be no penalty called here. And the Evergreens come away with the puck anyway. Cross ice pass. Evergreens, let's see if Jaglinski can win the race to this. In fact, Jags goes to the net, looks for it to be centered in front. Big hit came on the Everest player in the corner there, Colby Schmidt. Rapids comes out of the zone, and Schmidt lost his footing. Coming back onside, Quinton Shiro. Shiro shot, pad save. Yakuz closes on the puck from behind the net. Can Yakuz wrap it around? Got a man in front. Puck pops up, goes behind the net again. And Quinton Shiro closes in on it. 1:15 left in regulation in a 3-0 Everest lead. Rapids from outside the blue line. Shot on goal wide. Put on by Blade Balco. High off the glass, the Evergreens send the puck down. There's 1 minute left before the Evergreens celebrate what's going to be a convincing Tuesday night victory. Rapids has just iced the puck. 53 seconds remain. Girls basketball will follow. Wausau East at Marshfield. You'll hear it on tape delay in its entirety when we come right back after the final 53 seconds and a quick recap of tonight's game. Jaglinski will take the draw for the Evergreens. Evergreens win this cross ice. Parker Hurt slides it on goal. It's a little bit behind. Alex Falkowski is now on the ice. Yeah, the Evergreen starters are done. Rapids cross ice, 35 seconds left. Rapids into the offensive zone. Nicholas Nowicki behind the net for the Red Raiders. Fighting for this there. Evergreens have a defensive player. That's Falkowski battling. And now Parker Hurt. Rapids from behind, tries to center this in front. Nice defensive play, taken away by Legal. Legal couldn't clear it out of the zone, though. Just 15 seconds left. The Evergreens possess in their defensive end. Puck bounces off the boards. That didn't touch anyone. They're going to touch up here for icing. Wow, that bounced off the boards and went on goal. And Torger Starczerski will make one final save with 4 seconds left in the match. The Evergreens will have an offensive zone faceoff. Then we'll have the final horn, and the Evergreens will celebrate what looks like a 3-0 win. Puck drops. That's going to do it. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. Again, they will likely move into second place tonight, pending the result of the Spash West game. Our final score here, DC Everest 3, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. And we'll be back with a happy recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hi, this is attorney Jessica Telesti. Several times a week, potential clients call Telesti, Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm after a car accident. They call thinking they have full insurance coverage, only to find out after the accident that they did not buy underinsured or uninsured coverage. Be sure to have both. This coverage protects you and your family from other bad drivers. Call Telesti, Kennedy & Dirks after your car accident.
The DC Everest Athletic Club invites you to visit the concession stand and check out the latest DCE Spirit Wear. Many options available to show your Evergreen pride. All proceeds benefit DCE Junior and Varsity Athletics by helping supply the equipment they need to succeed, as well as providing scholarships to graduating student athletes. Enjoy a wide variety of food options, including Polito's Pizza. Managed by staff and volunteers, the DC Everest Athletic Club is always in need of more members. Please consider your time and talent to this worthy cause. Thank you for supporting DCE Everest Athletics, and go Evergreens!
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
My name is Easton Brooks and I'm from Kronenwetter, Wisconsin. I had a crossbite. It was so bad that I could have gotten braces when I was 6.
We had been told that he needed braces, and then they weren't really following up, so we got lots of referrals for Dr. DeVorney. They're really accommodating. He makes you feel at ease and, like, confident in his choices and explains why things are happening and gave us a plan.
I have been going for about a year and a half. My teeth have been way straighter than I've ever had them. Eating, talking, even since it was affecting my speech before, my teeth were so bad, it's definitely helped my confidence. I like that.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago. All of our consultations are free of charge. You do not need a referral to come see me. You can call and make an appointment. 715-842-5688.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh ribeye steak Philly, a thick third-pound Country Fresh burger, a Country Fresh chicken ranch sandwich, an award-winning Country Fresh brat, and more. And while you're there, make sure to grab something for the grill because winter is still the perfect time to grill out. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 117 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up. ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
On Youth Hockey Night, welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse, where our game just went final a moment ago. The Evergreens have defeated Wisconsin Rapids 3-0 in a game that really was lopsided. We're getting in the final statistics. Torger Starczewski had 55 saves. The Evergreens outshot Wisconsin Rapids tonight, 58-6. Evergreens led 2-0 at the first intermission. Goals by Grant Ortell, helped by David Hackbarth, and Owen Bunnell's first varsity goal set up by Colby Schmidt. Evergreens enjoyed that 2-0 lead through a scoreless second period, and the Evergreens put the game out of reach in a power play goal by Jacob Yakus, assisted by Davis Hackbarth. So Hackbarth with two helpers tonight. The Evergreens did not have a penalty called on them and were 1-for-3 on the power play this evening. With the victory, the Evergreens bounced back nicely from a weekend loss at Onalaska. The Evergreens improved to 13-8-2 and are now 6-2-1 in conference play. The Evergreens move into second place, assuming that West defeats Stevens Point. Wisconsin Rapids falls now to 9-12-1 overall, 2-7-1 in league play. The Evergreens' final regular season game, senior night, is Thursday here at Green Heck against Marshfield. Again, the Evergreens will solidify their hold on second place if they can beat the Tigers. That Thursday game will be podcast only at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com, as we will be broadcasting on AM 1390, FM 93.9, the boys' basketball game against Stevens Point. We'll post the scores when we have them of the Everest girls' basketball game tonight at Stevens Point and the Everest boys' basketball game at Chippewa Falls. Our hockey final tonight, repeating one more time, D.C. Everest 3, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. Ethan Hurt with a 6-save shutout for the Evergreens. That'll wrap up our hockey coverage. East Marshfield girls' basketball is next. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Everest Hockey on AM 1390, FM 93.9, Fox Sports Radio. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of Everest Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Abra Auto Body, M&J Marine, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti Kennedy and Dirks Law Firm, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, and by Dunrad Exteriors. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.